morning, you. It's 8:20. And I said Brianna Koval was going to be in here to talk with us about recycling at 9:10. Well, April Fools, guess who showed up here at 8:20, which you're going to be doing now every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday throughout the month of April.
Yes, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 8:20.
Because it's Earth Month, Earth Day, Earth everything.
Correct. And it's finally getting nicer out, so now we can take care of the Earth a little more than we have been all winter. We can go and pick up all that trash. You can recycle all the stuff that's been sitting around, and we can just feel better about it.
Well, we can see the Earth. You know, that's yes. that does help.
Rest assured, I think by tomorrow, the grass will be back.
I hope so.
Well, it's going to be warm today and warm all weekend. It'll be back.
It'll be fine.
It's the pits because everything had finally dried out. And then we get this.
I know we had a little weather sneeze there. But listen, we'll definitely get over it. Well, let's talk recycling. And everybody's going, well, I know why Brianna does this every April, because everybody's doing their spring cleaning. No, actually, it is that. But another motive is Earth Day and Earth Week and
correct
everything going on Earth related.
Yes, absolutely. So it's just a great month to think about what we can do to help the environment, what we can do to help sustain the Earth longer. And one of those things is to put all of those materials that we can recycle back into the recycling stream so they can be turned into something else. Because what does that do? It reduces the life, or it extends the life on our landfills, because the more trash you put in a landfill, it reduces the life on it. Landfills are expensive and they're not environmentally friendly and all sorts of things. So let's get that stuff out of the waste stream, get it in the recycling stream, and we can use it again.
I'm old enough to kind of remember, kind of sort of, when the whole recycling thing started. And I know a lot of people back then were saying, oh, this is just a phase.
Right. It was just a trendy thing to do.
Just a trendy thing. It was called ecology back then.
Fun.
Yeah. And but it just grew and grew, and it's become what it is today, where people are just so, like, hyper aware of it that you just recycle.
Right. Well, there's only so many resources on this planet.
True.
And we need to conserve those for the next generation. So being able to reuse what we can, or to dispose of sustainably what we can, is kind of our duty right now, to extend the usable life of everything.
Nicely put. Definitely. All right. Let's talk. I know you're excited this
so
year to come in and talk about recycling, because premiums are way up.
Yes. This is no April Fools. It is 70 cents a pound.
Wow.
All month long. 70 cents.
70 cents, but just for this month?
Correct. Just for this month. It was 55 cents all last month.
Which isn't bad.
Right. Which is phenomenal compared to what we had been. A couple years ago, I was really pushing it to make 15 cents a pound, and that was our incentive price. So the fact that it's 70 cents a pound right now is huge. So please, get all your cans, bundle them all up, bring them to the recycling center. I will pay you for them. 70 cents a pound.
You'd prefer if these weren't crushed, though, right?
Oh, crushed cans are the worst.
Okay.
So back when recycling was trendy, when that was the idea, everybody had these can crushers in their garage. And grandparents would send their kids out there, hey, crush all the cans. And that was their job. Well, when you crush a can, it doesn't allow us to bale it. Because we bale about 1,500 to 2,000 pounds of cans at a time. And when they're crushed like that, they don't have enough surface area to bond to each other. So then when it comes out of our baler, it just falls apart and falls on the floor, which is not very useful for us, because we have to be able to get it on that truck to send it away. When they're all over the floor, it just doesn't work. So if you are going to crush your cans, crush them the long way. So put it on the ground, give it a stomp. If you want to do that, that's fine, because it still retains some of its surface area. But those little hockey puck can crushers, get rid of it. Just get rid of it.
No hockey pucks.
No hockey pucks.
Okay.
Yeah. Just makes more work for us.
Keep that in mind, folks.
Will we take them? Yes. Does it make it a lot more inconvenient for us? Absolutely. Will we deduct some of the premium price on that? Absolutely. So please don't bring in the hockey pucks.
So good, because it could cost you too.
Absolutely. Then we're going to give you 55 cents a pound.
Well, stick to your guns.
Absolutely.
Okay, because you need everything to run smoothly out there. Now, are you going to be open any extended hours, or what days are you going to be open for this?
So we are open 3 days a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. and Saturdays 8 a.m. until noon.
Okay.
Now, if you are bringing in an astronomical amount of cans, I mean a grain truck full, horse trailers full, 500, 600, 700 pounds, please call us in advance so we can set up a special time. Otherwise, it clogs everything up, and then those people that only have two garbage bags full of cans that want to be in and out end up waiting an hour. So please call me in advance, 218-643-5815, and then we can set up a time for you that may be outside of our normal hours where we can get things taken care of for you.
Do you see a lot of that, like big, big trucks and big, big trailers pulling in?
You know, it's hit or miss. When the premium was good, back when, we're going to say 5 years ago, when it was 40, 50 cents almost every month, we used to see those kinds of things consistently.
Mm-hmm.
Then when the premium got sour, it was only during April. Last year, when it was really bad, we didn't really see it at all.
Yeah.
I expect to see it this year.
Why the jump?
I think everybody's been just hoarding.
Why the jump?
Just the markets.
Okay.
Yep. Sometimes the markets are great. Sometimes the markets are bad. And right now the markets are great. So we are going to steer into that skid as long as we can.
Jump all over this, because post-COVID, this has been the best premium yet.
Oh, absolutely. This is the best premium since pre-COVID. I don't know if it's ever been this high.
Mm-hmm.
So we work with Minn Kota Recycling up in Fargo. And Mary let me know that this is unprecedented, which is the word of the... I think that's the word of the century.
That's the buzzword.
That's the buzzword. Yeah. So she said this is unprecedented. So to me, that means we've never seen premiums like this before, which is fantastic for us. And it's fantastic for everyone who wants to recycle their cans. So please bring them in. I'm going to pay you lots of money for them.
So people bring their cans in.
Yes.
And you collect them and you bail them.
Correct.
What happens then? I mean, you ship them off, and what happens once you ship them off, I guess, is what I'm asking.
You know, it depends. Because we use Minn Kota Recycling as our broker,
mm-hmm.
they decide where they go. Ultimately, they just get turned into something else. So
okay.
melted down and turned into something else. Sometimes they go over to Asia. Sometimes they stay within the North American continent. You know, it just depends. So.
And folks, too, important to point out, not just aluminum. You can recycle a lot of things, and you provide facilities to do that.
We do. So you can recycle newspaper, magazines, phone books, aluminum cans, tin cans, mixed glass, cardboard, fluorescent light bulbs, tires, used oil, used antifreeze, oil filters. And then starting in May, third Wednesday of the month, May through September, we do our household hazardous waste collection,
mm-hmm.
where you can get rid of all of your yard chemicals, pesticides, paint, varnishes, paint thinners, you know, grout type materials, spray paint, any sort of weird thing you have sitting around that would be considered hazardous waste, we'll take.
You'll take care of that.
Yep, we still even get mercury thermometers every
wow.
now and then. I mean, you find random stuff when you clean out an old house or you're cleaning out great grandma's house. You know, it's weird sometimes. Formaldehyde pig, chemistry sets, just weird stuff. But we will take them. Third Wednesday of the month, May through September.
Are you journaling and writing all this down? You get formaldehyde pigs?
Okay, no, but I have this premonition that a bicycle is going to come out of one of those recycling bins this spring. I don't know why. And I hope one doesn't.
Did it come to you in a dream?
It really did. I have this feeling because when spring comes around, we start to usually see some weird stuff come out of those recycling bins because everybody's cleaning out their garages and their yards.
Right.
So we'll see golf clubs and car bumpers and, you know, grill pieces and lots of aluminum, like disposable aluminum pans or cookware, skillets, you know, all sorts of weird stuff comes through. We ended up with a bunch of car seats in there once, which are not recyclable, by the way. So I just have this feeling
okay.
that a toddler bike is going to come out of one of those bins.
Well, we'll see if there's any,
yeah.
if there's any truth to that.
But I'm going to laugh when Jeff comes up front and says, guess what I found?
You said I knew it.
Yep.
I called it.
Well, we found some water skis a couple of years ago.
You did. I remember you telling me that.
Yeah. I mean, just weird stuff.
And well, I've still got that spooky, scary little cat. I'm going to have to bring that back out here.
Oh,
that
yeah.
you found. I can't remember what its name was, but no, it's in the back storeroom.
Like haberdash or something weird
Something
that.
It was strange. But I'm gonna just in honor of recycling month, I'm gonna bring that out so it can sit there and look at you and that weird little expression it's got.
Does it still work?
Yeah, I think it does.
Oh,
and it is like creepy.
Yep, that is.
But,
creepy.
But that one of the you know more unusual things that you find in there.
Well, and that was I felt bad for that. little toy.
I did too.
Because I think it was in there by mistake, which was unfortunate. It came in with a load of cardboard. It was this little robot cat, and I think you push its head or something.
and it
meows and moves around. And I truly believe that it probably was, you know, wrapped up in somebody's cardboard from their birthday party or something, and it got in by mistake, which was unfortunate.
It scares me, to be honest with you.
Or maybe that's why it's in there, because it was weird.
Have it sitting here and it just kind of looking at you, and then when you start it up, it really gets spooky.
Yep, a little bit.
But listen, we're going to be talking next week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You'll be in here at 8:10.
Correct. No.
Or 8:20, excuse me.
8:20.
To talk more recycling.
Absolutely.
It's all a part of Earth Week, Earth Month, and again, the hours.
Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 until 6, Saturdays 8 until noon.
All right. Be off with you then.
Oh, I'm so excited.
You have a great weekend, and we will see you on Monday.
Yes, with all the reports from what happened on Saturday.
All right. Well, I think you're going to be very, very busy.
Oh, I hope so.
Throughout the entire month. Brianna Koval talking recycling in the month of April here. It's 8:30 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
You were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out. You need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about time.